Can you hear running well?
Rookie Fever, the show that looks closely at NFL rookie values all year long.
Let's go! Let's get this show going, man.
Hurry up, hurry up!
With your hosts, Swagzilla Zero G.
We can't all be winners.
And Mike, the feverish Fadero.
Never in a vacuum! Nothing is in a vacuum!
The Rookie Fever Podcast.
We're just having fun and we're working, baby. That's it,
baby. They come. Wait, wait.
Welcome back to Rookie Fever, episode 250. And we're celebrating how? Just by being with you guys, kicking back, talking about some rookies, being ish, wish, or feverish. And I am here, as always, to do it with the one and only Feverish Fanero. Episode 250.
Yeah, that's no joke.
That's quite a feat.
Yeah, this is the time of year where we start flying through the numbers, doing three episodes every single week with the player profile. So, not a surprise we screened a 250 in such a short period of time. Not a surprise at all.
Not a surprise, but still just as awesome.
Oh yeah, 250 has a nice ring to it.
I mean, because quite honestly, you see a lot of people putting in a lot of work this time of year, from like Devi people, analytic people, film people, like just prepping. You and Rich mentioned it last week on your show, just how many different people are putting work out there and how many different views and perspectives you can get on the Kenneth Walker player profile. Yep. That's what I was referring to. Just how many different avenues you can take to start putting that in your head. But anyway, we're back with some more ish, wish, and feverish. Like we said, we're going to keep this one a little bit more rookie centric, getting closer to the rookie draft. And we've always got the fever.
Yeah, it's hard to start with ishes and wishes when you just want to start with feverish, right? You just want to love everybody in this class, but this class has been shit on quite a bit from all the way 2 years back to now we're in it, and we have some names that we're probably ish on, and we probably have some names that we're pretty feverish on. So yeah, I have a couple thoughts and ideas. We always take these things in different ways. These aren't necessarily going to be players, I'll promise you that. A couple of minor players and a couple of minor situations. But yeah, I got some good ones for 2022.
Well, let's kick us off. Where do you want to start? You want to get ish?
Let's start with ish, yes. So I wanted...
I'm going right down the line this time.
Yeah, let's
do
that.
I'm going to go ishy, wishy.
Last week we were all over the place. Wishy, yep. Ishy, washy right there. All right,
last week we're so excited about Tua and Waddle and Tyreek.
Yeah, I mean, that
freaking Miami.
That was pretty hot news. That was like right off the press for that one. Well, ish for 2022 class. Like, I wanted to say Christian Watson because I'm on record, but I didn't want to give the listeners the same rant about Christian Watson. I've talked about him on this show. I've even talked about him on the Superflex Super Show. I think I'm kind of done talking about Christian Watson, even though I just did again. what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna borrow an ish from my friend Garrett Price of Dynasty Nerds. He and I did a profile, soon to be out, soon to be released. And I do my last question about a player that you think will be overdrafted and you're out on, I did some digging, and I agree with him, man. Tyler Algier, big name for that we'll call it second/third tier of running backs. This guy is out of BYU. He's a converted linebacker. So he started off his college career as a linebacker and then said, you know what, screw that, I'm going to play running back. Garrett, the first thing Garrett said was he has vision issues. When I hear that with a running back, I kind of want to go the other way. But it was really the combine that kind of messed it up for Garrett. And it's hard to disagree with him because this is supposed to be a fast guy. The thing that we were supposed to like about Tyler Algier was how fast he was. So he runs a 4.6, which is a 46th percentile speed score. And he's projected, like I was looking at mocks to go as late as the fifth or sixth round. No thanks. I mean, I've been doing rookie mocks. I'm up to 15 rookie mocks that I've been doing on behalf of Rookie Fever. We're going to compile that data for you guys very soon. I want to get 20 under my belt before I do that. But Tyler Algier is still a favorite. He's drafted like probably somewhere between 6 and 8, somewhere in that range, maybe 6 and 9. as far as the running backs go. And I'm ish on this guy. I'm gonna take Garrett's lead. I don't think this is gonna be the running back I take a stab on in that third round of my rookie drafts.
Yeah, it'd be tough for me that area too, just for running backs. It's so risky without a landing spot that you like a lot. But I know there's a few people talking about him, like him a lot. I know friend of the show Brandon Lejeune likes him a lot. He's done some stuff on him. I'm going to look closer at it now, leave the show and try to take a little bit of both their worlds and throw it together. And as Rich would say, view it through their eyes. I really enjoyed that show last week with Rich, by the way. I think there's just so many like simple, friendly reminders for building your fantasy teams, not just rookies.
Yeah. He's a smart guy. Funny too.
So my ish is the idea of Malik Willis being drafted to Detroit at 102. I'm really ish on that. I don't love it for Detroit as much as other people do. I know he had like the nice pro day last week. We got really excited about that. We've seen a lot of really nice pro days and got excited because we have the fever, not only rookie fever, but football fever. It's in the air. Anytime we get a chance, any news, it's so exciting. We want to crap on it or get excited. So I don't want to crap on it, but I do want to say I don't like the idea of Detroit drafting a quarterback at 102. I'd rather either do something defensively or hope to help that O-line a little bit, see if a quarterback falls to us in that with our 32nd pick, or just let Goff have it for the season. We're paying him a lot of money. We don't need to be one of those teams that all of a sudden gives away our quarterback just because he's getting paid. We have an admirable guy to do the job. I don't know if Malik Willis is that much of an upgrade to that team and how it's began to build, quite honestly. So I'm very ish on that idea. I could think of other spots I'd rather see him, but I think we're going to hear that a lot as long as Jared Goff's our quarterback.
I don't know if this helped you feel any better, but and when I say that I've been looking at NFL mocks, I mean, I've been looking at, you know, analysts that, you know, that know teams that hear stuff. That's how they're doing these mocks. They're not doing mocks based on college production. They're doing mocks based on what they hear. So for me, I don't see it there. I haven't seen it. Maybe 5% of the time I've seen something like that, and that's when I dig real deep. The only time I see Detroit picking a quarterback is way at that back end at 32, and the reason is that's a really sexy spot to get that fifth-year option. So yeah. I think honestly that's why it's even there. The only people that really know whether a quarterback's going to be drafted, and I think they know now, to be quite honest, is Detroit. The only way they're going to do it, I'll just give you an example. Let's say they think Kenny Pickett's the guy that they want in this draft, right? I don't think Kenny Pickett's falling to 32, but if he did, for whatever reason, maybe they would change their philosophy, you know, and say, yeah, you know what? Pickett will do it. Like, we'll do it for him.
Yeah.
So they might have a name. It might be Corral. It might be whoever their name is. It's probably one name. Yep. And I don't think Malik Willis lasts that long. I don't think Detroit picks a quarterback that early to make you feel better. I really, really don't. I don't know anything, but I just have a very strong feeling on what I'm looking at that they just won't do it.
I do want to be clear before you move on to your wish, is I'm not saying I'm ish today on Malik Willis.
Yep, I understand.
Just that,
the number two pick.
But even for the listeners, I don't want that coming back to me the wrong way. I'm saying I don't like him in Detroit. I'd rather just have the year with Goff.
Yep, gotcha.
So, not wishy-washy on it.
You want my wish?
I do.
My wish, there's two running backs, and you know I've been looking in this area. There's two running backs, one name I've brought up before and another name I have not brought up in this show. So I'm gonna dump two out on my wish. But it's the same wish, just two players are involved in it. I wish that either or both Brian Robinson and Damian Pierce get drafted in the second or third round.
Okay, I didn't think you were going here when you started to say running backs. I want to hear more. Okay.
I hope they get drafted in the second or third round. I actually saw Pierce go in the second round in a couple mocks. And that's not a big name. He's starting to be a slow riser, Pierce. Brian Robinson, not so slow. He's been moving up a little quicker than Damian has. But I'm hoping that they get that draft capital that's third round or earlier. Most likely, they're probably both third round at best. But like I said, I have seen Pierce go in the second, late second. And that they go to a good situation. Good situation. Chargers. I heard you bring this up on a show. I think the Chargers is an excellent spot for a Brian Robinson. They do not want Eckler running the ball 25 times a game. I think they would love Eckler to have a compliment, like a big back like Brian Robinson, who is 6'2", 225 pounds. Once this man got the opportunity, sitting behind Najee Harris, Josh Jacobs, and even Damian Harris, he exploded for 1,600 all-purpose yards, including 35 reception swags. Wow. 35 receptions in college. This is Brian Robinson patiently waiting in line for his turn. He will be patiently waiting in the NFL draft for his turn to be drafted by the Chargers. The Bills. I think the Bills are a nice spot for a Brian Robinson if they don't go too early. Imagine Singletary getting pushed back down to the third down role. Moss is already gone. Who cares about Moss? Houston, Seattle, the Falcons, Cardinals. These are all pretty good spots for Brian. These are all pretty good spots for Damian Pierce. Damian Pierce is a little smaller. Not a little. I mean, Brian Robinson's a big boy. But Damian Pierce is like the classic RB build. 5'10", 218 pounds. He was criminally underused. So his production profile will not jump off the page. But he did play in the SEC. So the level of competition was quite high. He showed off receiving skills. And I watched the film in that Dynasty film room, Dynasty Nerds film room. And he runs routes. These aren't dump ball passes. I see Damian Pierce run routes, which gives him that three down flexibility. And he has a known nose for the end zone swags. He only had 100 attempts last year. Like I said, criminally underused. 100 attempts. He had 16 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
There's running backs with 300 attempts that have 16 touchdowns. This guy had a third of that with 60. He has a nose for the end zone. That is great in fantasy football. These two backs, please give them third round or earlier capital because I want to draft these two guys. These are my two guys. These are my guys.
Yeah, I love it. So quick shout out. You mentioned that show on the Daily Draft Report that I was on with Dwight Peoples.
Great
I
did show, dude. You nailed
Hassan
it.
Haskins last week. And then you're going to be on there doing Damian Pierce, actually, right?
Correct, sir.
So quick shout out to him. He's doing some quick, awesome shows over there, too. Some rookie player profiles. Well, he doesn't call them that, but that just rolls off my tongue because we do ours. But so very huge true. Shout out to those guys. It's on the Captains to Canton feed. It was awesome to be a part of that. So yeah, I love it, Fenero. We'll have to see where those guys go. Very interesting.
Dude, if they go in the fourth round, if either of them go in the fourth round, I'm probably looking in another direction, to be quite honest. For me, my running backs have to go third round or earlier for me to be interested.
I'm going to, if you don't care, I'm going to let you go right into your... Well, I could do that. My wish and my feverish kind of go together.
Oh, okay. You can do it any way you want to do it. You want me to go my feverish and then you seal up the show there or what?
I wish so much and I'm feverish for this, like that I'm getting way too ahead of myself. It's in my head. Today, for example, I drafted my first share of part of the new Buffalo Bills backfield, and that is Isaiah Spiller. And I am so feverish for when he lands there. Like, that is my wish. That is where I want him. We've seen that they have interest in a running back. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, by the time this comes out, they haven't signed one, and this is all just, like, hogwash. But I am freaking feverish to see a running back like Isaiah Spiller in there taking the ball with, as you mentioned, I know this like affects your Brian Robinson going to Buffalo and, but man, taking some pressure, then you get like Singletary to really take the job that he's probably could be utilized a little bit more for in some of the passing work. We've seen Josh Allen and how athletic he can be. Please give me Isaiah Spiller to Buffalo Bills.
So you're not confusing him with CJ Spiller, right?
Not at all. Not at all.
As soon as you said Spiller to Buffalo, I thought of CJ
Spiller. I know. Some people can just bring some old jerseys back and change the number. But this is going to be a lot more special.
I like how you combined your wish with your feverish. That's a nice one. I'll have to pull that trick next time.
Man, I want it so bad.
Oh, well, you know what? I mean, there's some people that don't like the Buffalo. We should talk about that. There's some people that don't like the Buffalo Bills as a landing spot because of Josh Allen and what he does with his legs. Spiller did have Spiller. Ooh. Singletary did have a nice little end to his season, but I think anybody that watches football realizes that running backs can do that in a short stint. And We've seen more Singletary be below average than Singletary that we saw in the last half of last season. But no, I agree with you, man. I think Buffalo is a nice little landing spot. Some people don't think so. So I just wanted to bring that up.
Yeah, I like it, man. Those same people probably want a new wide receiver to go to be the number one wide receiver to the Ravens every damn season.
Yeah, good point.
Every damn season. And their running backs are going to thrive behind Lamar, which I agree. Like, you know, I like Dobbins for that reason. But yeah, man, like, give me a running back with a decent running quarterback any day of the week, man.
I agree. Yeah.
Look at Alfred Morris and RG3, and both of them are out of the league at this point. But look at the seasons they had together.
Yeah. And you also just want, you know, I think Allen's going to get to this point where, and he should, to be quite honest, he's getting away with it, right? We said that with Lamar Jackson for a little while. Lamar Jackson's getting away with it. What happened? Lamar Jackson is going to start to break down. He missed some significant time last year. Like, Josh Allen eventually is going to, hopefully with some support at the running back position, which he hasn't had up to this point in his career, he'll have to give way to that a little bit, you know? Get away, you know, he'll still rush and he'll still run into the end zone. Those things are still going to happen, but
he's gotten better as a passer,
right? He's an excellent passer. I don't think that's a question. I think
pocket presence has changed, like, he's a better quarterback today.
And I think he just puts the team on his shoulders. And and you saw that in the championship game, and you saw it in the playoff run. If there's something that's not there, he's just so good with his legs. Why wouldn't you do that? Well, one reason is to preserve your career. That's one reason. So a good, strong running back that you believe in, drafted finally with early capital, that would help that happen. It doesn't mean that you don't, when the opportunity arises, you won't be able to run and take advantage. But I would argue that you'd be able to take even further advantage because you're not doing it every other play. So,
yep. That's all I got for you, man.
Well, that's a lot. I like it, man. Well, I'm feverish, and this is not a player now. I'm feverish on whatever rookie wide receiver goes to Green Bay, Kansas City, or the New England Patriots. Give me one of these wide receivers coming out. And I'm not talking about – I did say any. I'm talking about one of the ones that we all want to see go to a good landing spot. Green Bay has picked 22, 28, 53. 59, and it goes on. They have a third, they have a fourth, but they have that 22 and 28 and 53 hot spots. New England has 21, 54, 85. Kansas City, with that trade with Tyreek Hill, which talked about last week, has 29, 30, and 50, and 62. These are so
they have to take wide receivers.
Yeah, and they almost all do, right? I mean, how can you not? I mean, there's some people projecting, and I'm not one of them, that two wide receivers will go to Green Bay at 22 and 28. It's possible. I just don't think that'll happen. But I think that's like that feels like Twitter and fantasy talk to me. That doesn't feel like NFL build a team talk. But yeah, it could happen. I mean, but I'm gonna fall for this, dude. I'm gonna get feverish. I promise you. I'm gonna get feverish. Hopefully not like stupid CEH feverish, like where there's a guy that you weren't real high on that jumps all the way up because this team picked them. I think that's possible. But if we're talking about like the top six or eight guys that have good profiles that go to one of these three teams, I'm all in.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll be feverish.
Bye-bye, Juju. Debo took your bike a long time ago.
A long time ago.
Oh, boy. So, final thoughts. That would go to me. So, you know, I'm going to just kind of keep it simple. Mention that code again at Dynasty Nerds. Fever. You get that 15% off. Kicks butt. We'll have that in the show description. Oh, yeah. It kicks butt.
It does kick butt.
But, you know, I want to say, like, this time of year, there's so many people out there. Like I said at the beginning of the show, like Rich alluded to, on your Kenneth Walker player profile. And I'm not just trying to name drop here. I'm being serious. Whoever your person is, if it's Rookie Fever, if it's Rich Doxson, if it's Campus to Canton, if whoever it is, do something for them. Let them know. Just like tell them that they kick butt. Because I can tell you how much that means to Finero and I. Keep doing it for us as well. 5-star review our show. 5-star review their show. Just those little things that you can do. They make us feel really good, and I appreciate you for it. But I'm just saying, like, if you're not doing those things, if you think you're too busy, if you're driving when you're listening to a show every now and then, just hit the 5-star review on somebody's show. Reach out to Dwight Peebles. Tell him he's kicking butt. You know, somebody's doing something for you. And a lot of times, just for fun, they're trying to help you build a better dynasty team and enjoy this space.
Yeah, I love that you said that. We don't ask too much for rates and reviews. And I'll tell you what, if anybody who signs up for DynastyNerds.com and signs up in any way but uses the Rookie Fever promo code Fever, we'll shout you out on the show. So
I like that. Yeah,
we'll return the favor. So reach out to us at the Rookie Fever handle. Say, hey man, I just signed up for the monthly Nerd Herd package. I used Fever. Thanks a lot, guys. We'll shout you out on the show and we'll say thank you our way. But anytime you can say something, rate and review our show or other people that you love to follow, it does mean a lot. You think that we get that a ton. We don't get it as much as you think. And when we get it, it's super appreciative. So don't hesitate for our show or any
downloads than 5-star reviews.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Way more followers than 5-star reviews.
Yeah.
You guys are coming back and we appreciate you a ton, man. I don't even want to seem like, I don't want to beg or seem unappreciative.
That's why we don't mention it.
I can't tell you guys how much I enjoyed this ride, but it'd be nice. Yeah. A few 5-star reviews, pass them out to us. If you've already given us one, give one to somebody else. Use code word Fever. Get that discount, 15%, DynastyNerds.com, and show us, and we'll give you a shout out on the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
I am at Swagzilla0G. He is at ArtBarkTV. This is another really, two tight, quick shows in a row. We're spoiling you guys. We will be back next week. We'll give you about 1:20 next week.
Nice.
No, I'm just joking. We are at Rookie Fever and we are out.
Got the 101 style and it's never done this to be full and run. I told you anyone size must be just on real landing spot, not ideal. Wait, when's this breakout? A full Rookie Fever stage.
Romeo loved Juliet. Juliet, she felt the same. When he pulled his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Now we get the fever. When we kiss it, fever with our flame in you. Fever. I'm a fire, fever, yeah, I burn for soon.
So who's got the fever? Cause I got the fever, now you got the fever. So she got the fever, and he got the fever. No cure for the fever, so let's feed the fever. Thank God for the fever.
Thank God for the fever.
Now you got the fever.
What a lovely way to burn.
Now you got the fever. Now you got the fever.